America's Town Meeting of the Air. Bring your questions to the old town hall. What's the question? Should we plan for social security? What about social security? Come to the old town hall and talk it over. Town meeting tonight. Town meeting America's Town Meeting of the Air welcomes you to historic Town Hall in New York City. By way of acknowledgement to your fine response to these Thursday evening meetings, we are going to read excerpts from a few of the thousands of enthusiastic letters that have been received. Mrs. Norma W. Storr of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, writes,
I want to shout over the fine broadcast last night as the speeches and answers to questions seemed to me superb.
From the Reverend Charles Lyon Seashows, Dayton, Ohio, we hear.
I wish to commend you for this excellent program, and I am planning to make the speeches material for a town hall meeting of the Air Echo Service on Sunday next.
From Mr. B.A. Whitney, Director of the Educational and Research Bureau of the Brotherhood of Railroad Trainmen, Cleveland, Ohio.
It is programs of this character that inspire the American people with a new confidence in the existence of freedom of speech and the efficacy of our democracy.
From Mr. Frank H. May of Dubuque, Iowa.
This is the only sane way of ever rising to a higher civilization. By laying the cards openly on the table and letting reason be the judge.
From Mrs. Claude C. Chapel of Amherst, Nova Scotia.
Your programs are one of radio's finest features. Long life and more power to you.
From Ulysses L. Perry, Pensacola, Florida.
Your town meeting programs are an outstanding radio feature in this territory. It's probably the most widely discussed of the current radio programs.
And here is one from Mr. D.M. Hall, Tampico, Tampa, Mexico.
May I take this opportunity of expressing my enjoyment in listening to the town hall programs and my hope that these broadcasts will be continued indefinitely.
From Mr. A.L. Barnes, architect of Oak Park, Illinois.
I was almost asleep when this discussion started, but before it finished, I was pacing the floor, wishing I could say something.
Thank you, Mr. Barnes, and thank you one and all. Indeed, we wish there were time to hear from all of our friends of the radio audience. On January 9th next, we will have a representative of the radio audience on the program. And now, tonight's meeting. Our speakers will be presented to you by our moderator, Mr. George V. Denny, Jr., founder and director of America's Town Meeting of the Air. Mr. Denny.
Good evening, neighbors. Those letters certainly do our hearts good. The League for Political Education and the National Broadcasting Company are deeply indebted and grateful to the thousands of American citizens who have written to express their approval of these town meetings and to offer their suggestions. At our meeting last week, we came very near treading on the subject of our meeting tonight, which is, should we plan for Social Security? Let me explain at once that this is not a debate. It is a joint discussion in which two qualified authorities approaching the problem from two widely different viewpoints discuss the subject. As we have said before, these meetings are conducted in the interest of the welfare of the whole American people. And in presenting two or more conflicting views at the same time, during the same hour, we believe a highly useful and constructive purpose is served. We have the privilege this evening of hearing from the United States Secretary of Labor, the Honorable Frances Perkins, whose career and achievements mark her as one of America's most distinguished women. Our second speaker, Mr. George E. Sikorsky, has attained fame in two fields, as an authority on Far Eastern affairs and as a consultant in the field of industrial relations. Mr. Sikorsky is the author of Labor's Fight for Power. It is now my pleasure and my privilege to present the Honorable Frances Perkins, United States Secretary of Labor.